My best friends, I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing Christmas in Coconut Creek by Carissa Kinward. We're crawling to the end of the year.
Guys, it has been so hard.
We just start sobbing on the podcast.
It's
Yeah,
just been
it's
a
been
long
rough.
year. It's been a long year, folks. Like,
It's been a wild year. I think
we've done some good things.
There have been good things. There have been insane things.
And we can't wait
Mostly,
to wrap it up with you on our end of the year episode as well. Like,
yeah, I feel like my reading list is really eclectic this year.
same. I was very intentional with my reads for the most part this year. There were
Intentional.
some novellas that slipped in there, but
I was not intentional, and I think that'll make mine a little more entertaining for the
I
people who
love
made them.
that. I love that.
But let me read for you all the back of the book for Christmas at Coconut Creek. I feel like this book is pretty universally liked. It's got a
Yeah.
4.13 on Goodreads. Not
A
bad.
very good root. Yeah, very good rating.
Yeah, and this is going to eventually be like an interconnected series called the Dirty Delta series.
And they are dirty.
They are
My
dirty,
God.
and they are also Delta.
Yeah.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There are a few things Coconut Creek has that Pine Ridge does not. Palm trees, sandy beaches, butterfly museums, infuriatingly attractive special forces veterans. When Colorado elementary school teacher Ophelia Brody decides to ditch her divorced family for a Christmas in the Sunshine State with her college roommate, she doesn't expect a mile-high meet-cute to tailspin the entire trip. That was a very long sentence.
Yeah, that was a run-on.
Whew! Frankie Casado is cocky, he's presumptuous, he's shameless, and he's just the right distraction from her depressing, fruitless dating life back home for a few weeks. It just so happens that the retired fighter pilot is in somewhat of a rut of his own, and the circumstances around their coincidental meeting and unavoidable physical attraction are the perfect excuse for a festive fling. The rules are simple. Ophelia teaches him how to date again, and Frankie shows her exactly what she should be demanding behind closed doors. Friends with benefits until the ball drops in the new year. But a little bit of a long-lost Christmas magic just might find a way to stir up more than their complicated pasts. There's a lot of words,
That was a lot.
and I'm going to be honest
Also,
with you, I might be drunk, and I'm not sure those words made sense in that order.
like, I think it's very interesting how she chose that to be like the star of the show, like the whole Friends with Benefits thing, because that doesn't really kick in till like 45% of the way through the book.
Yeah, like they definitely flirt a lot, but they don't like agree, like, hey, we should hook up.
No. I always think the back of the book is like a little bit misleading.
Yeah, it usually
So like
is.
it's got to grab your attention, but I feel like it's never like they write the back of the book as what they intend the book to be and then end up writing something completely different and they just never change it.
Yeah, you're right. It's like that's what they use to market it, and then they finish everything up
Yeah.
and then they don't adjust it at all.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
What would you rate the book?
I would rate the book an 8.6 out of 10. I'm mostly basing that on the first time I read it. The first time I read it, I really liked it. I might have even rated it a little higher than that. It was around Christmas time when I read it last year, so it fit the vibes, of course.
Yeah.
And the second time around, I think the spice for sure like holds up. It's still written in a way that makes you feel a little flustered. It's pretty well written. But I do think the plot is much less interesting the second read around. And so I just think it falls flat for me. 'Cause like
Yeah.
there are plenty of, even if the plot is like cliche or whatever, an example I'm thinking of is Window Shopping by
I was
Tessa Thompson.
actually going to use that as an example for mine as well.
Yes, because we listen to that or read it again like every single Christmas time. And even though the plot is very much a cliche, like it's a combination of cliches, it's very Hallmark coded.
Yeah.
There's just something about the characters that are just like they bring the story to life like really well. It makes the plot like one cohesive thing,
And it's very
whereas the plot in this
charming
is
and
not. Yeah, it's a lot more charming, and it feels more, again, I'm just gonna say the word cohesive, because this book is very entertaining. It's very funny, but I think once you've read it once, you
it's a
realize
one and
that,
done.
yeah, like the plot's a little bit
It's a little
like
scattered.
disconnected. Yeah. And we're entertained, but the only thing that really keeps your attention that first time is you're like, oh, what's going to happen? And once
Yeah.
you know what happens, you're kind of like,
Like, why did it happen this
yeah,
way?
like why do we jump around so many different places?
No, absolutely. And I'm kind of the same way. Like the first time I read it, I did like an average basically of my two scores. Like I probably would have also rated it a little bit higher. I gave it a 8.12 out of 10. Because again, the spice was really good, and like for a Christmas story, it was very cute. It was a little long, I think, for a
Agreed.
Christmas book. I don't know. Just whenever I think of like holiday stories, like they should be like 250 or less.
Yeah, I
250
agree.
or less.
Because they feel more like a little special.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, again, like we just jumped around so much, and like there were things that were in this story that really just didn't serve any purpose, I think, except to like maybe she just really, really wanted that in there because she thought it was really funny. And at the time, like those scenes were really funny, but they just, I don't know, they didn't make sense.
I agree with you. Like the first time around, it's great. I would highly recommend everyone reads it once.
Everyone should read it, yes.
Yes. And especially if you like this type of thing, like a rom-com with spice, that's Christmassy. It's perfect for that. I just don't know that you'll want to go back to it every year,
Yeah,
like
I
some of the
think
other ones.
by the time you get about 60 to 70% in, you're gonna be like, all right,
Yeah.
let's wrap it up.
You're gonna be
Let's wrap
like,
it up.
I get it.
Yep.
Let's talk about the characters, and we'll start with Ophelia.
I liked Ophelia. I thought she was very funny and like very relatable. I thought like a lot of her inner monologue was really, really funny. Her backstory is very depressing, and I feel like we kind of just brush over that.
Yeah.
And like they try to make it funny, and they're just like, oh, ha-ha. Like, no, she's just a forgotten about older child. Like, that's just her quirky thing that she has. And it's like, oh, okay. Like,
That is so funny.
that's
And
actually so sad.
I kind of wonder, I mean, obviously this doesn't have to be the case, but I kind of wonder if like that happens to be similar to like the author's like upbringing, and maybe she's just like coping with humor and she's like, haha, isn't this funny? And the rest of us are like, no, it's actually
No.
not.
And like I know Frankie touches on it a little bit too, but I just feel like even then we're just he's like, no, you're a strong, independent woman. Like I'll text you every day. And it's like, you know, let's like dissect this a little bit
Yeah.
more actually. Like, but she's dealing with some trauma.
Yeah, maybe she should talk to a professional. Highly
Yeah.
recommend. Honestly, one of the first things that happens in this book is she is like going through the dating app and like is looking at Frankie's profile. And I think she is so real for clocking the military background as a red flag. I think there are a lot of books that pretend that
Yeah.
that type of man isn't just like in general a red flag, but like
There's a type for a reason,
there's a
like.
type for a reason. But of course, obviously not everyone is going to follow the rules, so don't like come for me or anything. But I just thought it was so funny that like she made a joke about that, that she was like, ugh, military.
Douchey. I say that as my husband is actively in the military.
Literally.
Literally, it's fine. He's great. But I think it was relatable because she is around our age, like in this book. Like she's, you know, later 20s, and she's just trying to survive and get through life. And she's like, you know what? I am gonna go out and party and have a good time. And then she's like, holy shit, I am old and I cannot drink like this anymore, and I cannot stay out till 4 a.m. Like, what am I doing?
It sucks whenever you hit that stage because I would say, like, mentally, I still feel like I'm 22
Like,
years
yeah, I
old.
can party.
I'm like, yeah, no, I'm a senior in college. Like, no. So, actually, just recently, like a few weeks ago, I went out with our sister-in-law. Is a couple years younger than us, so she can
She's
still kind of hang.
actively in her party era. Yeah,
Yeah,
like
she
she's
is.
at that age.
She's peak party era. So she was like, hey, like come out, let's go to Westport. It's like a local Kansas City area for those of you who know. But it's like a bar scene, and I was like, yeah, we'll go. No. I did. I say no as if I didn't. I
No, she
did.
went.
I went. We told my husband didn't drink because he was DD. He didn't want to stay the night down there. So He was completely sober, and I drank until 3 in the morning. We closed the bars down, and then I felt so sick the entire car ride home. Oh my God. I almost Ralphed out my car window. It was
Yeah.
miserable. It took me an entire day to recover.
That was me on Thanksgiving. Yeah, like
Yeah.
Caitlin saw firsthand. Like, we can't hang.
We cannot hang
We can't
anymore.
hang.
No, and it's so disappointing to
And
learn that
I
about yourself.
try, and we try to hang,
We
but
try.
it's just at the expense of my well-being.
It's just not worth it anymore. Not worth the toll.
No, it's not. But she was so brave. She was so brave, and she did it anyway. And she was also just so brave for pursuing this relationship. I wouldn't have been able to do it. Like, I'd have caught feelings way too quickly. And she does eventually, but I mean, she tried. She
Yeah.
gave it a good old-fashioned try.
I fear that the second he flirted with me, I would have been
I'd have
on my
been like,
knees.
yeah, I live in Florida now. I don't know.
I okay, I'll move.
All right. Like,
Yeah.
fuck those kids. Like, I'm a move.
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll find another teacher.
Yeah. Also, speaking of teacher, goddamn, that substitute teacher that she had that called her every day fighting for her life
Yeah.
with these 8-year-olds, like, it cracked me up every single time
I can't imagine.
when she's, yeah, they don't believe in Santa anymore. Like, it's utter chaos, it's anarchy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that'll happen with 8-year-olds.
My niece is 8 years old, and I'm trying to imagine like 20 of her in a room and me being in charge. I can't do it.
No, that sounds like my
And
nightmare.
20 kids in a class, who am I kidding? In this day and age, there's probably
It's like
40
30.
seats to a
Yeah.
teacher.
But altogether, I thought she was a very solid, like, main female character. I feel like they worked through miscommunication pretty quickly for the most part. Like, there
Yeah.
really wasn't too much in this book anyway, except for like very, very small amount, like right at the end. So yeah, a really well done main character. She wasn't annoying,
No, she was
wasn't over
funny
the top. I liked
and
it.
enjoyable. Yeah, love her.
Yeah.
Frankie, I also love him.
I liked Frankie a lot. Like, these characters were so well done. It was dragged on for too long. That was the only thing. Like,
Yes.
they were good, sound characters. Frankie, I was intrigued from the beginning. Listen, the tension, the attraction, right off the rip, his mouth, my God.
Good
Like, oh my
Lord,
God.
the mouth on that man.
He's
And
filthy.
I recognize he is a man written by a woman, so there's a reason for that.
I love him.
Yeah, so not only like when they're flirting, obviously like the banter is extremely flirty in this book, and I love that. But like when they are actually like hooking up, I mean, he does not shut up. He be yapping the entire time, and I'm listening.
Listening. I'm listening. Yeah, no, he's actually talking himself through it and also her.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a religious experience. Like, we're at church. Like, he is just spitting some gospel just through this whole thing.
Saint
Yeah,
Francesco.
the Church of Francesco.
Yes.
I loved it. I also just love that, like, he worshiped the ground she walked
He
on.
was obsessed.
He was obsessed in the best way. And it wasn't even like an unhealthy way. Like, he was just like, no, I know. Like, you're it for me. And like, he tried his hardest to fight that, because he wanted to do right by her and not
Yeah.
like tie her down. And he had his own like stuff that he was dealing with from his past, which I can respect that. But no, he was down bad for her.
And I love that in a man.
God, that's like one of my favorite tropes. Like,
Yeah. I love yearning in a man.
yeah, he do be yearning.
Be yapping and he be yearning.
And yearning. There's a lot of side characters in this book, and we're not gonna dive too deep into like his family and like the two brothers, but we'll just briefly touch on like Natalia and Mateo, because I think they were a little bit of a bigger part of this story.
Yeah, like plot wise, they were more important.
Natalia, like, I sometimes when I read a book, I just choose to not tie anything together and to solve mysteries of this book
Yeah.
or look for plot holes. No, that's not for
Well,
me.
especially in a book like this, where like the
Yeah.
vibe is to just chill.
Yeah. My brain is off. It's also on vacation. And I did not put together, even for a second, that Natalia and Tally were the same people.
No, because I was like, Tally, what a strange name.
And I was like, wow, that's great. And then when he's bringing up the whole ghost moaning thing, I'm like, wow, that's fucking embarrassing that he has to hear that every night. And then when they introduce her and they're like, yeah, this is Tally, I was so flabbergasted.
Here. And I'm just trying to think like what I was feeling the first time that was revealed, because obviously I've read this twice now, but I know that I didn't catch on either.
No.
And I think I was really embarrassed on Natalia's behalf that her best friend had heard that from Frankie, that she sounded like Casper.
But then had to experience that herself firsthand, like of it coming down the hallway. Like, oh my God, I would never be able to live that down. I hope they never told her.
No, I
I
hope
hope they
not.
never tell her, you
Yeah.
know.
No, I think Ophelia is such a good friend. Like, she's just gonna take that to the grave.
She is a really good friend.
Yeah.
Natalia, I feel like, is also a very good friend. You know, she
Yeah.
is a hype woman and she will support women's rights and wrongs. And she wants Ophelia to follow her heart, even if it may not be the best choice. But sometimes you gotta let your friends, you know, fuck around and find out, literally.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mateo was just like, whatever to me. Like,
Yeah.
he's fine. Like, he's
Yeah.
just okay.
He's
He
like,
wasn't really that funny to
there were a
me.
couple moments that I was like a little charmed by him, just like
Yeah.
him flirting with Natalia. And I was like, that, oh, that's cute. That's charming.
His
But
relationship with Frankie's mom is also very cute. Like, I did think that was very charming
yeah.
and cute. But, like, they have a book coming out, and I just don't know if I'm interested in reading. I've seen what I need to see, and it's like,
I
I think I'm
agree.
okay.
I'm like,
I think
instead
I'm
of them,
okay.
why don't you just give us the brothers and,
Yeah,
you
tell
know?
me more about the brothers.
Yeah, agreed. I agree with you. But that's pretty much the characters, because like we said, that the rest of them are small
Very
and
minimal.
like they matter, I guess, but like and more like for backstory type stuff. I don't think we really care about his brothers outside of the context of like future books that are going to be written.
And like
Yeah.
his mom seems like a nice lady, and his sister seems like a relatively good kid.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
Yeah. And that's that. So we'll
Yeah.
move on to like the thoughts and concerns section. And I feel like it's been a while since we've kind of dissected the tropes in a trendy little
Yeah.
rom-com. I like to do these every once in a while because I think it's interesting to see how what's popular in media like really influences like what is written into a book. And I also think sometimes books kind of overdo it with the amount of tropes they put in. So it's interesting to kind of like pull them all out and be like, okay, like was this a good balance or not? One that I usually do not like, but in this book I did, is the age gap trope. And I feel like it was very tastefully done. It was the perfect amount of age gap.
Unfortunately, I think that is because we are getting old and which is, I don't know, like 35. Yeah, that's
Yeah, like
almost beekeeping
that's almost
age.
beekeeping age. That's like to the point 35, you have money now.
You got money.
One.
You're probably relatively stable, hopefully.
Yeah,
Like,
relatively stable. You're probably still like really hot. That's still a really hot
yeah.
age. Honestly, some people I feel like they don't even get hot till they turn 30.
Your 30s are actually your prime.
You're 30, flirty,
And I
and
say that
thriving.
because we're about to arrive to our 30s,
Yes,
and
so we need something to look forward to.
that's
And
your prime.
yeah, and I was never really a hot 20 something anything. So
No.
I'm waiting for age 30 and I'm waiting to
Yeah.
just turn hot when I turn 30. I think
Like
it'll
the
happen.
day of,
The
yeah.
day of overnight, I
Yeah.
think when the clock chimes
It's gonna
midnight,
happen.
it's gonna happen. Yeah, like a little bit of 30, flirty, and thriving magic. I just need to get one of those little
Yeah.
magic dust packets from the movie and we're
Well,
good.
because like even Frankie said that. He was like, yeah, I was like a little piece of shit in my 20s and I was cocky and whatever. He's like, I feel
Well,
like I've
because you're
really grown
broke.
a lot.
Yeah, like think about your 20s. They honestly kind of suck. Like you don't have money.
Yeah.
You don't really have a stable life. Like
Your
you have
frontal lobe hasn't
fun.
fully developed. Like,
Exactly. Not till like your mid-20s. And
yeah.
then it's like, okay, your frontal lobe's developed, but still, like you're
You're
just
still
now,
poor.
yeah, you're just now getting money for the first time in your life. And you're like, okay, well, like, can I just get some stability?
And you know what? He's relatively successful too. Like he's lived a full life and
Yeah.
he's got a lot. He brings a lot to the table.
Absolutely.
I would say that was a good age gap.
Yeah.
26 and 35, I dig it.
Another thing is like this is written in dual point of view.
Love it.
Love it
Love a dual
because
POV.
oh, that gives us, all the things we love about Frankie. The fact that he's yearning, we know he's down bad for her. We wouldn't have any of that if the author hadn't chosen to write it this way.
And you know what? I feel like a lot of romance authors are moving more towards like a dual POV, but it has to be done really well.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of authors really struggle writing from like the opposite gender's point of view. Like they have to
Yeah.
really get into that headspace almost.
Yes.
And I'm sure that could be really difficult, but like when it's done well, like it's amazing,
It
and I love
shows.
it.
She did
Like
her research.
Allie Hazelwood, I wish she would do that. I want
I do too.
more dual POVs from Allie Hazelwood.
Imagine like more from Jonathan Smith Turner, Jack
Yes.
point of view or Lo.
I needed that.
Oh, I needed it too. I love
And
him
it's
so
like,
much.
let's all make an effort. Let's all agree right now, okay, Allie Hazelwood, all of us together, that
Everybody, right hands up.
we're gonna try harder to write from dual perspectives.
Yeah.
A Funny New Cute is stellar.
Yes.
I would say, honestly, that the first three chapters of this book are the strongest part of this book.
Yeah. It's the most entertaining.
Like that got me hooked.
Yeah.
Like that was such a fresh, like meet cute as well. Like I don't think I've
Yes.
ever read like someone meeting, the love of their life in an airport.
Yes.
I
And
loved that.
the use of dating apps, because I feel
Yes.
like so many people in real life actually have met their long-term partner on dating apps
Oh
nowadays. And so like actually writing that in a way that like puts it in a more promising light, because I think dating apps obviously get a lot of like flack for being kind of more
sure.
casual. The people we meet on there are kind of duds and not as serious. So it's nice to like see it work out in a romance novel.
I think it was really good for the delusional girlies out there too. Like that is a very possible thing that could happen. There's a good
Yeah.
chance you are going to the same place.
Stay delusional, girlfriend.
Yeah, it could work. I think you should try.
Yeah, go for it.
Go for
Hey, that's
it.
our official advice. Go for it.
Do
Whatever it
it.
is, I don't need to hear it. Go for it.
It's none of my business, but I support you.
I support it.
And then a good slow burn, like romance-wise. Because like you said, like there was a lot of heavy flirting. There was a
Oh,
lot of
yeah.
just foul communication between the two.
Filthy.
Filthy communication happening between the two of them. But there was no, like, they tried multiple times to bang it out. And
Yeah.
like they just kept getting interrupted. And like I did think that was funny. I thought it was a good amount that they did.
Yes, I
Like, and
agree.
because when we finally got it, like where they finally got together, I was like, hell yeah.
And I also loved the order of things, like how their chemistry, their physical attraction to each other was like that was the first like knee-jerk reaction. That was the focus of the
Yeah.
beginning of the story. And then they like the longer that they are attracted to each other and like keep getting interrupted when they try to bang it out, they're like, you know what? I actually think I'm kind of falling in love with this person.
I loved it. I think that was done so well. And then sometimes I lose interest though, like after, and that kind of happened with this just because it was so long. She didn't wrap it up nearly quick enough. It fizzled out a little bit for me after, but the build up to it was perfect,
I agree.
in my opinion.
Yes, it was a good amount of slow burn to the like climactic part.
Yeah.
Pun
To the
intended.
literal climax, yes.
To the climax of the
Cut that out. I hate
story.
that. Make sure you delete that.
Wait, I'm gonna leave it in and the part where you said to cut it
Okay. Great. I love that. So some things that we liked in this book. First of all, so we already talked about the meet cute. It's hilarious, it's embarrassing, it gave me hives in a good way. Like
Yeah.
it was something I was willing to do. But the way I would never, ever be caught doing that Like,
No.
just in the off chance, in the off chance that the man I was looking at was on that plane, because I
Well,
think about those things.
even
Like,
if it wasn't the man, anyone who comes to sit by you caught you doing that, and then you have to sit by them?
no,
Girl.
I am the amount of paranoid that I'd be like, no, they can see me doing this somehow.
Yeah. Are you gonna do that from the privacy of your own bedroom? Shut the door, close the blinds.
Even then, I'd be like, nope, somehow,
Yeah, somehow.
somehow,
They've
somehow,
hacked
some
my
way.
phone camera.
Yeah. No, so that would have been literally my worst nightmare.
Yeah, that's very scary. I can't believe she recovered from that, but I'm glad she did.
But I loved it. I
I
did
did
love
too.
it.
Yeah, just to be clear. I'm also obsessed with the long distance best friend representation
Yeah.
in this book. We need more.
That was for us. She
Yeah.
wrote that for us.
So many states apart, and that's okay. They're still
And
best
then they just
friends.
have a freaking blast when they're
Yeah.
together.
And
I
just like
know.
we do every single time, we're in the same
Well, I
room.
know, which is happening next week. We're coming at you live together
I'm pumped,
for
dude.
our final episode of the year. We're stoked.
The energy is going to be different. You'll feel
Whew.
it.
Yeah, it's gonna be immaculate. So one part of the book I thought was very sweet is that she wanted them to have Christmas decorations, and I thought that was very nice because everyone should. If you are a celebrator of Christmas, you should have decorations. I
Makes
love
you feel
that.
better.
It does, and it did. But my favorite part was when she was like, "Guys, I know you didn't want to decorate for Christmas, and so I have brought a little bit of the beach to you. Please come follow me outside." And then there's a giant lit up pineapple on the front of their house. I cackled.
I think that perhaps I learned about this from this book for the first time.
And it's like, I'm sure she probably knew that too, somewhere deep down, and was just like,
Yeah.
oh, cute, beach Christmas. Like, here's a
Yeah.
pineapple.
I affiliate pineapples with two things, like
I.
tropical things and Tabby being allergic to them, and that's it. I would
That's
not
true.
even think swingers. So I love that for Ophelia. She's
And I
great.
feel like it's more flamingos. I'm pretty sure it's something with flamingos as well. I'm not sure. Those swingers are crazy. I love you guys. Hope you're doing well,
Yeah,
but I
absolutely.
don't know your symbols.
I don't know your symbols, but I'm sure you have more than one.
I did also really like the ending of this book. I wish that she had done this with the rest of the book. It was short, sweet, to the point. I thought it was cute. It was funny. Why could we not have replicated that for the rest of the book?
Yeah, and I think that's our biggest complaint, obviously, is just there's just a little too
It's too
much.
much. It's too
Yep.
much. But that epilogue was fantastic and I loved it. And there was no pressure for them to do anything else but be in love.
Yeah, and I love that for
Amazing.
them.
Amazing. So let's go over some things that we maybe didn't like as much about this book. I think one of my biggest complaints was her behavior as a teacher. And I think I have a hard time like reconciling like a teacher in school and outside of school. Like, I don't know. For to me, teachers just don't seem like people who have lives outside of school, but I know they do. My parents are literally teachers. I know
Yeah.
they do have lives
Yeah.
outside of school.
For sure.
but like it's, I don't know. Some of the stuff she's doing, I was like, that's crazy. Like
Yeah.
someone could see you.
Well, and you know what is interesting about that is I think back to some of the like younger teachers we had like
Yeah.
as children and you're like, "Oh, they certainly were like partying and
Yeah,
shit."
they came
Because
in
so were
hungover
we.
a few times.
Exactly. So it's just interesting to like try and reconcile that.
Yeah, it's hard. One of the first things, skinny dipping in public on a beach in the dark, which are all illegal things to do. And then on top of that, also having sex at said beach in the dark, like you're gonna be on a fucking list, girl. You could have gotten arrested for that, and
Yeah,
then you
you
would have
best
had
be
a
careful.
job. Like at any point, and she's just like, ah, they get this off with just a warning. And I'm like, oh, cool. That's great. You could have been a sex offender.
Yeah, if you're a sex offender as a teacher, like,
Yeah,
bro, you're fired.
sorry, you can't do that. The second one, also a questionable thing to do, was they're driving in like this truck going down the interstate, and she was like, yeah, does this bitch have a bench seat? And he's like, hell yeah, it does. And like flips that seat up. She's got no undies, like given a blowjob in the middle of the interstate, ass cheeks just hanging up against the window. Anybody could have seen that.
Anybody could.
Anybody
And
could have seen that.
like, correct me if I'm wrong, do interstates like have cameras? Like at some point, there's probably like cameras.
No, but also it's like one in Florida, right? Like no
Yeah,
one knows her
true.
there.
True.
But still, it's just like, could you imagine? Like,
No.
what if she was like, what if you saw that? What if you are a student and like you're in the minivan next to her and you're like, oh my God,
That's
that's
my
my
teacher. Well,
teacher.
you probably wouldn't see your face in that position. So you'd just see a naked
Like,
lady's butt
how
as a kid, which is
embarrassing.
also
Like,
traumatizing.
badge fully out,
Yeah.
just like.
Yes. Oh, she's foul for that.
Yeah, like anybody could have seen that.
Ophelia.
So I don't know, just the whole thing. I was like, oh, okay. And you teach 8-year-olds.
Yeah, that is actually wild behavior.
It's
Like,
the
do it in
element.
the privacy of your own home.
It's the thrill of it all, I'm sure.
I'm
Like, it's
sure.
just the thrill of it all.
We listen and we don't judge.
And we don't judge, Ophelia. I was judging like just a little bit,
We listen
though.
and we do judge
I
some.
do judge sometimes. I actually do judge a little.
I
Okay, so the next thing, a couple of the random scenes that were thrown in here, I don't have a lot to complain about, but there's just some bones to pick. So I really do feel like the whole OnlyFans thing with her roommate was just so random and off topic. Or
little.
not her roommate, her best friend. It didn't serve a purpose, really, other than like, I think she needed us to know more about Natalia, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
She's like, she also has an OnlyFans.
Or like maybe that is something that is going to be discussed in their book, I would
Yeah.
assume. I think the whole thing is about how they met, and so I'm sure we're going to get to see the inception of their OnlyFans account. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure I want to read that.
I don't think I do either. The whole thing was very jarring, though. I didn't like it. I do think it was funny, but I don't know why it was there.
Yeah.
I do also feel like the random introduction of the brothers at the end was odd and very disjointed.
Yeah.
I feel like we could have at least mentioned them a little bit more, maybe throughout the book, instead of being like, and then I saw a picture with two really hot dudes with these two
Yeah.
other hot dudes. And they're like, oh yeah, these guys, they're coming for New Year's. And then all of a sudden they're there and it's like, oh, okay,
Yeah,
sure.
again, I think she's just trying to set up like future books, but I agree,
Yeah.
it felt
The
icky,
purpose
like
they
silly.
served was that they are two whores, essentially. Like they're
Yeah.
womanizing men.
Yeah.
And one of them was there to like talk sense into Frankie. And the other one was like, hey, I like to fuck with people. Do you want to see something cool? And then like made Frankie jealous from across the bar with just a simple touch on Ophelia's arm. And I was like, that actually was pretty cool. But also, who are you? And so I'm, a little intrigued for that one's book, I guess, because he seems crazy, but
Yeah.
just random.
And again, I think that comes back to like our earlier complaint of things feeling just a little bit disjointed.
And then the last thing was that I accidentally did tell my mom to read this book, and because I forgot. I forgot what this book was about. And
It's about sexy flirting
Then I asked her, I was
and
like, did you
fucking.
like this book? She was like, yeah, this book was great. And then we did it for the podcast. And then I was like, what the fuck was I
Yeah.
thinking?
It got freshened up in your brain and you were like, I accidentally recommended porn to my
Oh, yeah,
mother.
cool. And she said it was good.
And you know what? She's right. It's
And
good.
she was right. But also, you got to remember, these women are veterans when it
Yes.
comes to smut. They were reading like the fucking little pocketbook.
Fabio on the cover,
Yeah, just
hair
a man
blown in the wind.
whores. Yes.
Yes.
They've
You get
been
it
reading
at
that since the dawn of
the local
time.
Walgreens on the corner.
They've got those a dime a dozen at half price books. They're basically giving them away for free.
I think we should buy them and maybe do a few on the podcast.
Oh
Like maybe
my God.
do a that would be fun. Like
Not your
that.
mom's romance book? Like,
Yes. Oh my God, let's do that. That's a
how
great
cute.
idea.
Okay. Thanks, moms out there, for reading this so we have to.
They walked so we could run.
But yeah, anyway, I was like, and then I remember, yeah, she's actually cool and she, this is nothing to her. And I'm like, oh,
Yeah.
okay, cool. But that's really all I didn't like about it. Those
Yeah.
very minimal
Mostly.
bones to pick.
Exactly. Like, mostly this book is good. Definitely the first time you read it, you will probably be like, wow, that was really enjoyable. Rereadability is not like super high with this one, but that's
No.
okay. It's still entertaining.
Yeah, it was a banger the first time.
have a couple fun little discussion questions. They're like a little silly because this book's not the most serious thing in the world.
It's not.
So I feel like we kind of touched on this, but like genuinely, what would you do if you were caught ogling a man's junk on his dating profile and then that man caught you and sat next to you for a flight?
I would rather risk prison by causing a scene on that flight to get off the plane than sit by that person.
Okay, well, it seems like at that point, like they were still pretty like early in the boarding process. I think you could have like gotten off without going to prison.
I think I would have grabbed my stuff next to the fly and be like, I'm so sorry, I'll catch the next
Yeah,
one.
but you definitely would just like eat the cost.
Yeah, I'd be like, I actually just remembered I have explosive diarrhea and I
Yeah.
have to get off this plane.
Okay, so let's say you did that. Let's say you did that. You're like, I'm just going to eat the cost, take the
Yeah.
L, whatever, catch the next flight out to see my best friend. You go, you get to your best friend's place, and you see the guy is roommates with your best friend's
That's true.
fiance.
However, the caveat here is like, if he were truly God level hot like Frankie is, like I may also not act right like she did and be like, okay, we'll see where this goes. You know, like I feel like people manifest sitting next to like hot people on a flight, and
Yes.
I can confidently say that's never happened to me in my life.
No, it hasn't. I would say normally I sit next to people who are just very uninteresting. Which is honestly like I would prefer it because then
No,
they're not
truly.
gonna try to talk to you. I don't normally get sat by people that I'm like, oh, that's really unpleasant.
Now I get sat next to the chattiest of Cathys, actively with my headphones on, and they're prattling on about nonsense. And I'm like, hey,
That did kind of happen to me.
I don't need this right now.
Oh, this might have been the most yeah, let's talk about this. This discussion question has turned into like what's the worst like seat you've had on a plane.
Oh, I'll
But
tell
one time I
you.
was going to Vegas for my mom's 50th birthday. That in itself was a trip from hell. But that's a story for a different day. And we had gotten like the cheapest tickets as like the last boarding group or whatever. So when I get on, of course, all that's left are middle seats. Whatever. Obviously, I've got the cheap ticket, so I'm like, of course, I'm gonna have to sit in the middle seat. So I sit down. It fucking turns out that the woman on my left and the man on my right are married to each other. And they proceeded to talk to each other
Like, would you like to switch seats
through me.
with
Literally, would you like to fucking switch seats? Because what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Oh,
Did
that
you
pissed me off
offer?
so bad. No, because I was like, surely when they saw that someone ha there is in fact a person who needs to be on this flight and they're gonna sit in between us, surely they would be like, oh no, sorry, we're actually married, let me scoot over. But that did not happen.
It's like, I don't give a fuck where I sit on the plane. I don't need to be in any particular seat. Like,
I was
especially not the middle. Like, yeah,
irritated.
swap me any day.
Irritated.
Yeah, fuck. I think my worst one, it was the second time ever I had flown, and it was by myself, and I hate flying by myself. And I sit down, and this man is just crossing himself in the most energetic way I've ever seen, like a Catholic, like prayer,
Oh,
crossing himself.
doing a little exorcism on the plane.
Like at least 50 times, and I like looked at him and I was like, hi,
Are
like, are
you well
you
enough
okay?
for me to sit by you?
And he straight up said, something bad is going to happen. I'm like, that's a fucking threat. And like, we
Oh,
were already in the air
God.
and we were fine.
So I think he probably
I
was
think he
unfortunately
was
just having a
just a
panic
little
attack.
unwell, but I like, literally by myself on this flight, like, what the fuck?
Okay, my thing is like I've had panic attacks.
I'm not
Lots
gonna
of
bring
them.
other people into it,
Th
though.
yes, that's exactly what I was gonna say. Is like, can you just be a little mindful? Like, be a little demure with your panic attack and don't make
Yeah.
it other people's problems. What the
Can you
fuck is wrong with
suffer in
you?
silence like the rest of us,
Literally.
please?
No, but that's the thing is I feel like a lot of people don't, most people do not suffer in silence. They make it other people's problems. And I'm like,
No.
no. You sit
Like,
there And you have your quiet little panic attack and you don't bring other people into it.
Like, you're making a whole goddamn scene for no reason. Like, you can do this quietly.
Yeah,
I've done it
some of
quietly.
you weren't yelled at for having
Yeah.
feelings as children, and it
You're
shows.
doing the most, and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, like tell it to someone who cares.
It's not me. But yeah, no. In conclusion, no, I would flee the country.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think
Yeah.
I probably would like stay on the flight, but just like pretend that it didn't happen. Like just completely dissociate and pretend that it didn't
Like,
happen.
I would gaslight them. Actually, I would gaslight them
Yeah.
so hard
I'm
to
not
the
good at
point where
gaslighting, so I think I would literally just pretend that I could not see them.
no, I would gaslight them. Yeah, I think. Be like,
Yeah.
no.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah, because actually flights are expensive. I won't be leaving the plane. If anything, I'll be making them leave the plane
Yeah.
somehow.
Yes. Literally make a false accusation that they
Yeah,
threatened you.
you're getting off this plane.
He's got a knife.
A bomb?
What did you say to me?
You have a bomb?
Something bad's gonna happen?
Yeah, no, I'm causing a scene.
He's possessed by a demon.
This motherfucker
Is
isn't real.
not real. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, nope, that's me, and that's because I saw some man's junk on my phone. Anywho,
Anywho.
my question to you is, if you had an OnlyFans account, what do you think your brand would be? Like, what are you going for here?
My brand. So that's a really good question. And it's interesting that you bring it up because I
Because
have an
she has
OnlyFans.
thought about this.
No, just kidding. So I have thought about it actually. So like during during the pandemic, I thought, and hey, I talked about it with my husband. I wasn't gonna just do it without telling
Listen,
him.
he wanted that money.
Yeah, he wanted that money, but I did think about like feet content because there are a lot of people out there that are super into that and would probably pay a lot. But it just like I never really like put in the planning.
A lot
And
of
part of me,
effort.
it is a lot of effort. So like shout out to the people who run OnlyFans accounts because I mean you have to like come up with creative
You gotta
ideas and
upkeep your feet and like get
yes,
regular
that's the thing too.
pedicures
Pedicures
and
and my feet are like just not the cutest. I would
dude,
say
my
like
dogs are barking. They are ugly.
my dogs are howling at the
Like, they
moon.
are not cute.
Unfortunately, I've just got like these little short, chubby toes, and I just think
Same.
like no one would be interested in my feet. And so that's kind of where I realized it actually just wouldn't be for me because the thing is, I'm just not like a hottie, you know what I mean? Like I just think there are well,
It's a confidence aspect too. I'm not confident in my feet's ability to make money, so.
yes. So like in a perfect world, feet because you wouldn't have to show anything else, but I
Yeah.
think like a brand is it's like hard to say. I feel like it would be like maybe just people's requests, seeing if there are things I would do, be willing to do.
I think I would solely try to like reenact like famous book scenes. Like,
Ooh.
I think that would be like my goal is to like find everyone's like favorite like smut
Yes.
scenes in a book and like reenact it with my partner.
That's so good because I think TikTok has a layer of that where like there's kind of
Yeah.
like the thirst traps that are like based off of the masked
You
men and
were,
books and masks.
yeah.
But it's like taking that a step further. It's like, oh no, this is actually X-rated versions
Yeah.
of your favorite book scenes
Yeah.
reenacted. That's a really good
I think
idea.
people would watch it if it was done well.
Yes. Yeah, you like you get the right performers in
Like
there.
the
Sheesh.
theatrical Wizard of Oz.
Oh my God, has everyone seen that on TikTok?
We have accidentally stumbled upon. It's
Well,
like a full-length adult film. We
it
have
was
not watched
actually
it.
not
I
an
would like to
accident.
preface
It
this.
was curated for me because I'm a big Wicked fan, huge Wizard of Oz fan, and so my For You page did specifically curate this for me, and I forced you to look at it. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's
And
apparently it's a full 90 minute, 90
it's a
minute?
full-length film, X-rated film of The Wizard of Oz, where they have written their own script and songs.
Songs, yes, it's a musical. And okay, so obviously on TikTok, the only parts of it that are going to be on there are like the parts where they're not actively
Like
having
banging it out,
intercourse.
yeah.
But like the songs, I gotta say, I
They're
would
pretty
prep.
good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Like they're not impressive. It's just like the lyrically, they're not impressive,
No.
but all of the actors can like hold a tune. So I think that's what I mean by pretty good.
Yeah.
And like the tune itself, like the melody is kind of catchy. So like lyrically, not super impressive, but the fact that you got a bunch of adult film actors in one room that can sing pretty well,
That's
impressive
impressive.
in itself. So,
So like that, but like better and also book themed, not Wizard of Oz.
and not Wizard of Oz. Yes, I
Yeah.
think like that really would do well because you get,
Oh yeah. I'm sure
well,
it exists out there somewhere.
I'm actually
You
trying
know
to
what?
think if like the OnlyFans market, if that's really geared towards women though, because I kind of feel like it's not.
I think it is though, because there's like a content creator on TikTok. Her name's Hawk. And like she has recently gotten into book talk type stories and stuff, and she has an OnlyFans, and she's actually started trying to like reenact like certain scenes, because like she's definitely more into like the dark romance type stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And like I'm pretty sure on her page, like she started reenacting like certain scenes from
Oh,
different books.
slay.
And
Okay.
like I know there's like a lot of women out there that like who've like I've never paid for porn before, but like I did just to see this.
But if it was like specifically catered to your
Yeah.
interests, I could totally see that.
Absolutely. Like
Like,
watching that with a partner, like
that kind of reminds me, it's not the exact same thing, but that kind of reminds me of who is that artist that we love who also like does like uncensored art from books? I cannot think of her
oh.
name.
I don't know. We follow her Patreon. I cannot think of her name. Well,
Well,
I
the
used
thing
to follow
is,
her
like,
Patreon.
yeah, it is paid. It is paid. So like at a certain point we did pay for it to see it. So it's like, yeah, it's a very similar concept because it's
Yeah.
like uncensored fan art from really popular scenes in books. And
It's really cool.
the thing is, like, these artists are super talented. So OnlyFans, that's just a different type of performance, I
Yeah,
guess.
it is.
Yeah. But I feel
So,
like if the
yeah.
acting was shit, it wouldn't be
No. Like,
good.
it has to be really well done and, like, very well thought out and, like,
And there needs to be
almost,
like
like,
lighting.
choreographed.
Yeah. Like it needs to be professional looking.
Yeah. But I think if it was done well, that could be a pretty big market.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God.
So, I think that's what I would do.
You're welcome, everybody who's thinking of starting an
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
Do what I can't do and get out there and
Please,
start an OnlyFans.
I support it. Wow, this has really taken an interesting
I
turn.
feel like sometimes our discussion questions really stray from God's path. And,
I think a lot of this podcast actually strays from the path of the Lord.
yeah.
But I think that's also why people do listen to it. That are two fans that listen to
My two
it.
fans in Poland.
Our two fans. Hey, you know what? Let me learn how to say hello in Polish. I'll get back to you in
I
that.
think it's Poland. I'm actually not sure.
It was yes, Poland. We
Is
were
it
big in
Poland?
Poland.
Okay.
Yes, we probably aren't anymore, but when we
No.
first started this podcast, we were big in
They
Poland.
loved us out there.
They're like these silly Americans.
Yeah.
So next week, we are actually going to have the week off for the holiday, but join us the week after for our end of year wrap-up mini-sode where we discuss our 2024 year in books. We're still waiting on Goodreads to come out with that and next year's reading goals.
And then also for next episode, we are going to be going over some of the books that we're going to be reading for 2025. But the first one of the year is a cult favorite right now. It's Lights Out by Nevessa Allen, which has just taken book talk by storm. And
It's
it's
so good.
really good. It does live up to the hype. We're very excited to talk about it with you guys.
I
So that
do
will be
think
number one for the year.
if it's possible for you to listen to this book instead of like
Yes.
read it with your eyeballs, I think it's worth it. I think it really adds to the story. The performance of the voice actors is just phenomenal, and I think
It is
it
so
brings it to
good.
life. So if you can listen to it, But I mean, if you can't, obviously it's fine. But if you can't, if you don't have access to the audiobook for some reason, go to TikTok and there are some really good clips. Obviously, read it first so you
To
don't
give
spoil
you
it
an
for yourself.
idea.
You'll get kind of the best parts of the book people have clipped. And honestly, some of them have kind of reenacted it a
Yeah.
little bit, kind of a little theatrical performance of the book.
It's so good.
So go ahead and get started on Lights Out if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.